This week, we look at some of the most cringy stories out there and choose which one gets the most cringy award. Welcome to Hilarious Headlines.
Orbis Studios presents Hilarious Headlines, the podcast that explores the funny side of life. Please welcome your hosts, Luke Beasley and Jaden Williams.
Welcome everybody to episode 41 of Hilarious Headlines. My name is Luke Beasley.
And I'm Jaden Williams, and it's podcast time. This episode is brought to you by Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, and Stitcher.
All right, we are so happy to be here. Let's get into it. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Hilarious Headlines. That's Jaden's
rhythmic clapping.
Mm-hmm. Episode 41. We are so happy to be here.
Maybe you are.
Oh, God. Made it real awkward real quick.
I'm
there,
kidding.
Buddy. Oh, sorry. Yeah, gosh, what's going on in life?
Man. You know me.
I just, see, this is the thing about podcasting. You are capturing a moment, but you're also putting on a show. But because we're podcasting often, it's like, you're not always, you're not performing that hard whenever you do it really often.
Mm-hmm.
So then you get into like where your actual, just that day's mood shows through. And so, for some reason, right before we started recording, I just got in this annoyed mood at everything. Not you. This was before you got here.
Yeah, right.
This is before you got here.
I walked in, you were making a TikTok with your sister.
Yeah, I know. And that it was before that. And then she was asked me to do it. And I was like, oh, I'm so annoyed. But usually, once I hear that intro music, I'm just feeling it, though. And that's kind of what's happening. I'm already feeling it.
Feeling what?
So, I don't know, more joy.
Happy.
Yeah, so welcome. Thank you for being here. We do this because we love y'all. I don't know why that, though. Usually it doesn't sound so weird when I say it.
We love y'all.
We love y'all like you wouldn't believe. And thank you to everyone who's interacting. We have a lot of fun. And let's see, just a few quick things before we jump into the show. So pretty much what we're going to do this week for the show, like I mentioned the last few weeks, I have a lot of fun mixing it up. And so we're kind of breaking away from the normal structure more often, which is fun. And so this week I found an article that is like 30, and we'll just pick a few out of it, cringy true stories. And people are like telling the story about themselves. So we'll read their stories, go through however many feels nice. And then as we a lot of times do with this type of thing, you'll get to pick which one is like the most cringy for you. Because cringy is kind of... depends on the person, you know?
Yeah.
Like, who, like, depending on who you are, you'll find different stuff more cringy. So we'll see what, out of the two of us, if we find the same thing the most cringy or different things.
We're really going to learn about each other today.
Exactly. But super quickly before we do that, just a few reminders, click subscribe wherever you listen so that it automatically pops up if you can. I don't know if, like, Spotify has that. I bet it does.
Yes, you can favorite or you can like. Yeah, you can heart something. The podcast.
Do something to make sure you get notified when we, release new podcasts. But I know on Apple Podcasts, which is where a large chunk of our listens come from, it'll like pop up in your library, which is really nice, and it'll notify you. So that, and then hilariousheadlinespodcast.com is our website. Hilarious Headlines Podcast on Instagram. Luke Beasley Music on Instagram for me. Jaden Williams with two S's.
Two S's.
For Jaden.
Man, what a great day. I keep cutting you off.
Not really. You usually do it more.
What a great day. We're coming down from a rainstorm, so it's sunny, but it's not hot.
Yeah.
You know, honestly, I prefer cloudy, though.
It was hot.
Really? No, I usually, getting out of my car and then going into where I work,
yeah,
probably 10-second walk.
Outside.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I'm usually swamped by the time I get to the front doors. That's how hot it is, especially with the pavement just radiating heat up into my body. But today, I didn't get sweaty, you know, on the way into work. So I thought it was relatively cooler at least.
Yeah. Yeah, I like, dude, I don't know what's happening with everything. Five hurricanes, the wildfires.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, we do know what's happening, but.
What's happening?
No, we don't need it. Just, anyways.
Wildfires and hurricanes. It's scary.
It's crazy.
It's level one.
Yeah.
We're going into next year. Okay, I don't understand why some people are in the mindset as soon as 2021 hits, coronavirus is going away, world hunger is going away, world peace is going to happen. Everyone's like, it's just I can't wait for 2020 to be over. Like, well, that doesn't make a difference in the timeline of COVID.
Yeah. Anyways, so please rate and review. We see every single one of y'all do that, and it means a ton, and it helps a lot getting us ranked on whatever platform. Apple Podcast is specifically what I'm talking about. So if you swipe past the episodes and click 5 stars and then click write a review, that helps a ton. But anywhere else you listen, there's a good chance they have some sort of reviewing or rating way to do that. So please do that because it helps on any platform. And then if you want to join our Remind text group, pretty much it allows me to text out to everybody individually reminders about stuff. And so to do that, text the number 81010. That's 81010. And the message will be at HHPod.
I feel like it'd be cooler if you said 81010. I don't know.
81010. Oh, I never even put that together.
Give it a try. See what comes out.
I like that. It's sexy. Okay, and then big important announcement for our Patreon members. This week we will not have a video available. So, sorry. We are just about drowning, both of us.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're having a hard time figuring out even how to get an episode out. And then we decided, well, we'll be able to get it out if we just scrap the videos for this, or just the video for this week. Cause that's a whole nother operation and we just didn't have the bandwidth for that. So we'll be back next week with a video on Patreon. Yeah. And for everybody, definitely join our Patreon. That's patreon.com/HHpod. If you go there, you can join, it's just $7 a month, and you get all of our video episodes. Super fun. And we've decked out our studio, so it's very aesthetic.
It's pretty cool. Yeah. It's pretty cool for sure.
Yeah. So definitely do that, and next week we'll have that good to go. So, All right, we are about to hop into Cringyville. You want to hit us with the coronavirus story first?
Yeah. So, I mean, COVID bad, happy things good, right?
Yep.
So we're trying to bring that good into the bad. Amen. Right? Get this. An 103-year-old grandma. You know, I have a soft spot in my heart for grandmas.
You love grandmas. Just kidding.
She got COVID. 103-year-old grandma got COVID. But she beat it. How did she celebrate? Drinking a Bud Light in the hospital. Look at this photo.
Oh my god.
That's so funny.
So sweet.
Oh man, I love it.
That's too much.
Yeah. Anyways,
That's insane that she lived.
Yeah, I know. I thought she would have been kicking the bucket, but
yeah, that's crazy.
You want to know what that you want to know it's so morbid. The term kicking the bucket comes from, like, I'm pretty sure when people hang themselves, kicking the bucket out from underneath them.
Ooh,
like if they were standing on it. Isn't that sad?
When you commit suicide?
Yeah.
Jeez, that's really sad.
It's really sad.
Goodness. Oh, the other thing, this is less sad. I got a haircut. My hair's different. I change my hair a lot, but I like
your
this style. Yeah. So that's another reason you want to get on Patreon so you can see it.
Yes.
Next week.
You've gone through many different hair phases, and this one is kind of a combination of all of them, I feel like, you know?
Yeah, I know.
Because you really had you had the short sides, then you had the middle part for a little bit.
Yeah.
Except that wasn't really a middle part. It was
like a float.
It was like a float part.
Just kind
of. This is kind of both in a way.
Yeah. So anyways, it was really funny. This guy that I got the haircut from, his name was Patrick, and he was probably mid-60s. And definitely very flamboyant.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so funny. Okay, so he cut my hair, right? And I'm like, this is weird the way he's doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'll show you after. But, like, it's very in-depth how much you had to do to make it look like this.
Were you nervous?
And I just said, you know what? Do whatever you want. Because I always tell barbers, like, exactly what they need to do.
Yeah.
And I'm like, maybe that's why I'm not, like, I want to spice it up. So I just said, do whatever you want to do with my hair. And he was like, dope. So then he was going, and he did this one look that was similar to this, but just clean, you know, like,
yeah,
back, it was clean. And he was like, so this is classy if you're going to an event. But now, and he brought his hand and he grabbed the hair gel, and he was like, as the sound was going, he was like, if you're feeling like a bad boy, and he squirted it out on his hand. And I was like,
dirty.
Exactly. I was like, oh god, I'm really happy we're in public. Okay. And he like started combing, you know, through my hair, and he like messed it up kind of. It looked, and now it got, whoops, I just smacked myself in the face. It got it to look really cool. So he was awesome, but I just laughed because it was funny the way he said that.
I've been giving myself haircuts for like the past 6 months.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. I haven't gone to a barber in a while.
That's crazy.
And I think it's gotten to the point where I can kind of give myself a haircut and it's okay.
It looks
but
good.
There'll be some certain parts on my head that might be a little uneven. So I think I need to go back to the barber one time, get everything back to normal, and then maybe give myself haircuts for like another couple months, then go back to the barber. Because, yeah.
It looks good, though. I mean, for yourself.
Thank you. Thank you.
Not like, like for cutting on your own, that's good.
Yeah. They might start doing well, the first time I messed it up badly.
Yeah. I remember the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I didn't know you kept doing that. That's crazy.
Yes. Yes.
Man,
what's this ticket all about on the podcasting table?
Oh, it's not a ticket. It's I have to register or what is it called? Renew my license.
Oh, because you're 18 now.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yipper.
Can you do anything when you're 18 now? I feel like
vote.
You can vote. That's about it.
Yeah.
Late. I'm just kidding.
You ready? Let's do this thing.
Yes.
Okay. So, if I pause, I'm just like flipping around in this article trying to get to another good one. But here's the first one. So, Christina Novakovic, okay? She said, in all caps, screaming, just hugged my dentist thinking he was going in for one, but really he was just taking off my dental bib.
That's like Spider-Man.
Don't think I can ever recover that. What is it?
In the car whenever Robert Downey Jr. is grabbing the door for Tom Holland in the car.
Oh, yeah.
That's so funny.
And he hugs him.
Oh, that's super awkward. It's like whenever you someone goes up for a high five, and they're high-fiving the person behind you.
What? I did not hear what you said. Sorry.
Oh, my. I don't even want to do this anymore.
Say it. What were you saying?
Sorry. Whenever you're going in for a high five, but the person who initiated the high five is high-fiving the person behind you.
Yeah.
That's
definitely.
Just, how do you recover from
that? Or when you're walking down the hallway, and I don't go through hallways anymore, but back when I was a child.
I mean, I don't either.
And you hear, hey, and you look at someone, they're smiling at you, and you're like, hey, how's it going? And then you realize they're smiling at the person behind you.
Yeah, I hate that so much. It's so awkward. It's not like you can play it off either. It's just, it's there, it's happened.
Yeah, man. Okay, so next one. Some of these might be duds because there's a lot of them. So, okay. So, Benton said, so today I was looking at a girl because she had a piece of lettuce in her hair, and she looks at me and said, this is a guy. I have a boyfriend.
Was that it?
Well, sorry. I didn't say that like the end of the sentence because there is more, but it's pointless. He just said, okay lettuce head. So the point of that one is that this guy was looking at the girl because, like, she had a lettuce in her hair.
Yeah.
And then she was like, I have a boyfriend, which that reminds me,
too. Oh!
Yeah.
Oh, I would love that to happen to me.
Why?
Because then I'd be like, I'm not trying to hit on you. You have lettuce in your hair.
Yeah.
That's so, oh, man.
Yeah. So, okay. this next one's funny. Well, first, that reminds me whenever, like, gosh. So, as a guy, you do accidentally look at girls' chest occasionally, you know?
Sure.
Especially when they're wearing lower shirts.
Only if I'm trying to read the logo on their
exactly.
shirt.
Exactly. Okay, so, the worst thing is when you actually aren't looking there.
Yeah.
And one time I was literally reading the shirt cover.
Exactly. That's what I was saying.
And they're
saying.
Like, wailing my boobs. I'm like, oh my God.
I'm like, oh my gosh. Yeah. I hate that. I hate it so much whenever your intentions are misjudged. Yeah. You know? And then it bothers me so much because it's like, why do you think I would want to look there in the first place? Maybe I do, but
yeah.
Why would I be doing that?
Yeah, yeah. But
I don't know. It's just, it's one of my pet peeves and I can't explain it.
Yeah. And the other thing, and I'm not trying to say this in an offensive way. Okay. But I just am really curious because as a guy, if I wear a sleeveless shirt, for example.
Yeah.
And this isn't equivalent, but I'm just saying. I wear it because I'm hoping people will take note of muscles on my arm, okay?
Okay.
Right? I make a conscious, or even in a more embarrassing way, like if you wear tight jeans and a short shirt, I'm doing it because I'm like, I've been doing
squats.
My
I
booty,
want people to see my butt.
My booty be bouncing.
Yeah, sure. Sure. You bouncing off that booty over there right now, real quick.
Yep. Okay. That sounded like a freaking middle-aged guy in a strip club. You bounce that booty. Yeah. Oh, man. Anyways, and I think of that, and I'm like, yay. If someone, the point is for someone to look there,
mm-hmm.
obviously.
Okay.
Then why, you know, why am I doing squats?
Sure.
So then, on the flip side, yeah. whenever a girl wears the one that, you know, a lot of their breasts comes out of a mm-hmm. shirt, and they catch you looking and they get really mad at you. I'm not saying guys should be perverts, right? Obviously, like, chill.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's just like, you don't even mean to. It's just so like, wow, blah, like, that's,
like, here's the, what I think. Like, I think in that case,
a treasure chest opening and just go,
wow.
No, but wait, I didn't get to the end of it.
Okay.
So my point is, why wear it if you don't want, you know, like, why not just wear...
They're trying to be free. Okay. Here's what I think. If you ever get called out, you should compliment them and be like, your jugulars are amazing.
You know what jugulars and you're like, your throat.
Yeah, but you should just compliment them, you know? Diffuses
you
the situation.
You have really, really good boobs.
Exactly. Think about it. I just cracked the code, right? Think about it.
All right, hit us up in our...
What is the rebuttal to that?
Ew, you freak.
No, that won't happen.
What do you think you're going to go? Thank you.
Well, it just makes them feel weird.
Yeah, well, I think they
already
felt weird because you're looking at their boobs.
And then you say, and you hit
why are you looking at my boobs? Because I'm attracted to them.
Yeah, you're right. Never mind. That's weird. Don't do that.
Why are you looking at my boobs? I like boobs.
Okay, that wouldn't happen. It might happen.
Be like, no, I'm kidding. Yeah.
Just I don't know.
Overall, like, we got in trouble last week. I'm not saying guys should look at boobs. I'm just saying if most of your boobs hanging out, why? Why? Like, why would you wear that if you don't like it being looked at? You know, because, again, if I'm showing off my thighs and I'm wearing shorter athletic shorts, I want people to look at my quads, you know?
Yeah, but I feel like thighs are less sensitive than boobs.
Okay, well, then butt then.
Even
because equivalent, I'm saying I want people to look if I'm wearing something that shows it off.
Okay. I can see that.
I don't know.
Anyways, I can see your viewpoint, actually.
This next one's really funny.
Okay.
Decent Pigeon posted a screenshot of iMessages, okay?
Sure.
Okay, so the sender, so the white messages, you know,
mm-hmm.
not the person who's posting this, said, I'm here for you.
Okay.
And this person said, thanks. I'm going through a tough time, so it means a lot. And sorry, I lost all my contacts. Who is this? And the person was like, this is your Uber driver. I'm here to pick you up.
Oh, that's awkward.
Is
and
that
you have to
terrible?
Ride with them. No, here's what I would
no,
do.
No, they commented. That's so funny. It said it was a quiet car ride.
I would start talking about it in the car ride. You know,
heck
since
yeah.
you asked, you know, it's been tough.
That's
really
so
tough.
Gross and freaky.
That's
and
when
why,
you move.
Why would you say that? If someone said, I'm here for you, I'd be like, who is this? Thank you so much. And then if they said, this is Jay, and I would say, yeah, I'm going through a tough time.
Well, if he had just lost all his contacts, maybe he just assumed one of his friends was looking out for him.
That is crazy.
It is crazy.
I don't know. One time, has anyone... Okay. better question. Have you ever... This, we are really getting to know each other. This is good. These are like good conversation starters. Have you ever done the whole, oh, sorry, that was my cousin or brother or whatever?
To like a girl?
To say, yeah, because one time I said, you're beautiful, and then they didn't respond for a while, and I said, sorry, oh my gosh, my cousin got my phone. And oh. Then they said, aw, I just got to my phone. That would have been so sweet. And I was like, shoot, no.
No, but they're playing a game. They wouldn't have actually found it sweet.
Really?
I have pulled the, my cat ran across my keyboard after typing out like a love poem or something. To sorry, my keyboard was open. Cat ran across it.
Oh, man. I'm getting comfy. My feet are up.
Getting comfy. Man,
okay. This one, Josh said, I met someone today who worked for AAA, and I thought they said Chick-fil-A. So after 15 minutes of talking, I asked what his specific job was, and he said roadside assistant. And I was like, wow, Chick-fil-A is unmatched. Then I asked how they make their sauce, and then it got weird.
Wow.
So, disclaimer, I hadn't read that.
Uh-huh.
And I don't get why that was funny. Do you understand what he's saying?
Yeah, he thought the guy said Chick-fil-A.
Right, but why did it get weird?
Because he was talking about Chick-fil-A and the other guy wasn't.
Okay.
I feel like you'd whip these out at a date. These were great convo starters on my podcast, so I thought we could just run through some of them.
Well, that's what I was at a small group the other night, and I said, oh, we covered that on my podcast. Well, I don't know if cover is the right word. And then someone said, no, cover. Yeah, you covered it on your podcast. I was like, covered sounds like you did some journalistic work behind it. We just giggled about something. Like, we don't that's cover the thing. Stories,
sometimes,
right?
When I reference the podcast, I have to think what sexual jokes we made and if I want them to hear it. And I'll be like, yeah. Oh, you know what? I actually forgot which episode that was.
Yeah.
As I'm flashing back to, like, you talking about dongs, I don't know.
When did I do that?
Probably. I'm just saying as an example.
Yeah.
Sometimes we say something on the podcast I don't want people to hear, yet a lot of people hear it regardless. So I figured I might as well limit the amount of people that hear what? Me say that stupid thing.
Okay. I think it's the opposite thing we're trying to do with this.
It's just, if they know me personally.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, I don't
totally fine with the random people.
Yeah, exactly. You're never going to see him again. That's always been my mindset about
but
things.
A lot of them we do interact with.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, the next one. My mom pulled down my tube top to cover my stomach. And
her. What was he expecting to happen? That's and so funny.
So the mom pulled down, I guess, like, yeah, her tube top, and to cover her stomach, and her boobs fell out. So this is how it ends. So now everybody at Sam's Club knows what my things look like.
That's so funny. I was at Sam's recently, and get this, I dropped off my car to get my tires changed, right? Mm-hmm. And I was famished. I'd stayed up the night before actually editing the music video. Oh. For you.
That was so subtle. For you.
Anyways, I'm starving because I woke up right before my car appointment and drove there, dropped it off.
Mm-hmm.
I was still kind of discombobulated. So I'm walking around trying to find food. I look on my maps, no food around except for like sit down places. Mm-hmm. I don't want to sit down at a sit down restaurant just by myself.
Yeah, that's
awkward.
Lame.
So all of a sudden, my eyes gazed across the horizon, and there was this shack, and it wasn't on Google Maps or anything. It was this shack, probably like 50 feet wide, so mm-hmm. not that wide at all.
Yeah.
Actually, 50 feet's kind of a lot, sort of. It was like 30 feet wide.
Okay.
I'm like, this is weird. Mm-hmm. The sign outside of it's tattered. It's just called Giant Subs. The sign's all tattered, beaten down, weathered down. Mm-hmm. Looks like they get no business whatsoever.
Yeah.
But I'm like, this is the only place where I don't have to sit down.
Yeah.
So I walk up and I walk in, and it's a sandwich place, and I get a Philly cheesesteak, and it's so amazing.
Oh,
and nice. It was so refreshing. I don't know why.
And it's like fun when you discover. Feel like you've, yeah, you found something that other people don't know about.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It was
that's
great.
Cool.
I don't know. It was an intense journey. It was hot outside too. Just looking for food.
I did that with Gaddy's. the journey part, not the unknown. Mm-hmm. Because all the Gaddy's near me have closed.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Gaddy's is synonymous to love of my life.
Yeah.
And so I drove 35 minutes there, 35 minutes back.
No way.
To get Gaddy's.
You drove over an hour to get a specific type of Gaddy's.
Yeah, and it was worth it.
Why didn't you... Do they not order that far or anything?
No.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is...
It was awesome.
Atrocious.
It was cold by the time I started eating it.
Well, that's fine. I feel like Gaddy's... Or, I don't know. I'm fine.
I was,
I'm, like, completely fine with cold food. I don't know why.
Depends.
Most things...
I don't want cold spaghetti and meat sauce.
I sometimes eat cold for breakfast, and then I'll heat it up for, like, lunch and dinner.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Cold pizza for breakfast?
Yeah.
It's the best.
You do that, too?
Yeah.
You do that, too?
Yeah.
Me, too. Everyone thinks it's so weird.
No, it's so good.
I know. Cold pizza.
Yeah,
it's really good. It's a whole different food.
For sure. Especially Gaddy's cold pizza.
Yeah.
Oh, stop it. Oh, this is so weird. What are we doing? Okay.
Man, I miss the days when I could only drive. I only had to drive about 2 minutes to podcast.
Yeah.
Now I have to. Well, actually, the car ride's kind of nice. Get like myself all amped up
or something. Yeah.
You know, turn on some death metal.
HH Pod.
I'm just screaming in my car, going 110 down the freeway.
There's no freeway. Yeah, between.
It sounded cooler, okay.
Yeah, it's definitely the proper way to say it. Okay, so this next one, Jess with 1, 2, 3, 4 S's said, okay, so last night a girl was crying in the toilet because her ex got, look at the way this is.
That was so dumb. They're probably from England.
What?
London. They're probably from London.
Yeah. Oh, you're so right, because of the toilets, yeah.
Yeah.
Last night, a girl was crying in the toilets because her ex got, this is definitely English, a lass pregnant.
What?
So that.
Oh, a lass.
Like a
girl. I thought you were like, a lass.
No. who he cheated on with her.
Oh, that hurts so bad.
Oh, yeah. More than just, I cheated, I have a child and it's not yours.
With a different girl. That hurts.
That's what it's not yours
that
means.
That hurts so badly.
Yeah.
Not only did you get cheated on, but you're only really finding out because now there's a child with your genetics.
Yeah. What?
The father's genetics. That's
not only are you finding out that...
You're only finding out because he's obligated to tell you because he has a baby with his genetics in it, you know?
Oh, gotcha. I thought you were saying... Yeah, no, I feel you.
Oh, that would hurt so bad.
For sure. That's not it. The girl, this Jess set, was trying to make her feel better and said, could be you, though, and kids are awful. You don't want them. Okay? So she's trying to make the girl feel better and is like, well, luckily he didn't get you pregnant because kids are awful.
Yeah.
And the girl looked her right in the eyes and said, I already have 2 kids.
That's awful.
I know.
Kids are awful. Wow. Oh, she already has 2 kids? Something's not checking out. Also, you look like a cyclops because the mic stand is blocking what he has.
I'll spin my feet around.
Oh, gosh, dude.
What?
I don't know.
Moving around. There you go. I can see better.
So she has 2 kids already. Did she say this was her boyfriend who cheated on her?
Yeah.
So her boyfriend needs to learn how to practice
safe sex.
Because he's gotten her
pregnant. The
boyfriend
isn't... She doesn't necessarily have the kids with him.
Yeah, but she's still.
They could be dating after, you know.
Oh, true. Like one of those moms, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So Sid said, this is a girl. My roommate went on a Bumble date and was so nervous. So she decided to pound shots in her car.
Uh-huh.
When she got to the place, they were meeting, and the guy was parked next to her and and watched her chug vodka for 5 minutes.
Whoa.
What are you... You're that nervous that you have to...
Whoa. You have to completely defunctionalize all your senses in order to participate on this date.
Hi. My name is Karis.
So, at what point are you hopping on Tinder?
Why did I pick Karis?
Sorry, I don't know. You know a Karis, dude.
Yeah. I just pulled a name.
Yeah.
What are you saying?
Know 2 Karises, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
That's so
crazy. You know
crazy.
2 Karises, too.
I know 1 Karis.
You know, too. You know the other Karis.
I know.
You've met her before.
Probably, but yeah. I don't remember.
But you know Karis in the
yeah, I know.
In the squad.
Yeah, I know that Karis. Isn't what? That? Never mind.
Vanessa's friend.
Yeah. Shoot. Oh, yeah. At what point are you going to hop on Tinder or Bumble? You know, like, what's the...
I guess the answer I have to give is not soon, because I'm...
Okay, let's say you didn't have a girlfriend or whatever the heck. I don't know. What? I thought y'all were just hooking up. Like,
He's kidding.
You're like, no, Jaden, we've been dating for
three years.
I'm like, really? Wow. But let's say you weren't dating anyone. Let's say you're 25 and lonely. Like,
yeah.
What's the criteria site? Whenever you just download it, you know?
Andy from The Office. No. Michael, little kid lover. So they know where my priorities are.
Oh yeah, what do you put in the bio for yours so people know Luke?
I would put the balls.
The balls, and the then balls. Like the emoji with the sunglasses.
I would say something like musician
with music emojis.
I would do something clever like
love life, purple hearts.
I don't want to be your Romeo because I don't know. Something.
I would probably put something like 6'3". That's all. I'd put a height that's just not my height because I'm sitting all depressed at 5'10". You can't round 5'10" up to 6 foot, okay?
Yeah.
You can round it up to 5'11", then people are going to say, why don't you just round up to 6 foot? It's because I already rounded up to 5'11".
Yeah.
Well, I actually rounded up to 5'10", because I'm 5'9 and like 3/4", but like, who cares? You know, the doctor's probably a little dyslexic and stuff.
He's fine. Did you hear about Chris Evans posting his...
Who's that?
Dong pic on the internet?
Who's Chris?
Oh! Captain America.
Oh.
Yeah.
No.
So he accidentally posted on social media a screenshot of his camera roll, and in it was a penis photo.
No.
That's yeah.
So bad. But how do you not notice that?
He must have been drunk, right?
There's no way that I wouldn't look at the photos that were screenshotted.
And yeah.
There's no way. Uh-huh. Was it?
I didn't see it, but Stephen Colbert said it was large. So
no comment.
Is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Well, no.
I mean, it had to be, right?
He's Captain America. That's the only reason why. Like, you got to put a name to the face. You know what I'm saying? You got to be able to assess people this way.
Yeah.
Well, no, but like, I'm not.
I was trying to think of like a. I don't know. I was about to say something, but then I realized Captain America's not real.
Yeah.
Because I was going to say, well, obviously he has a big one because he got put through that machine, but I meant it.
I didn't Luke, mean it. Captain America. Yeah. The Avengers aren't real. That's so cool how they ended those movies. That was perfect.
What do you mean?
How they ended the Avengers.
It was so sad.
But it was so well put together.
That last
movie.
Yeah, it was well put together. So, anywho. Again, I have not read this one. My man just FaceTimed me drunk as hell, eating a slice of pizza while walking down the street. And he goes, you want to know how perfect you are? Look at this pizza. For you, I'll drop this pizza. It's gone. And just threw the pizza into the street. What?
No, that's romantic. You don't understand modern day romance if you don't think that's romantic.
I guess so.
He just gave up a full slice of pizza for her.
He's committed.
He's probably working minimum wage. That's probably like 15 minutes of work he just threw out the window.
15 minutes of
Don't work. Calculate yeah, it. Don't calculate it.
Okay. Earlier today, this is Ricky Corona. It sucks. Early today, I went to a girls' high school soccer game, and there was a rough play where two players went to the ground. I guess one of them pulled the other's hair, so she gets up and says, I liked it better when your boyfriend pulled my hair.
Oh, zinger.
That is good.
Wait, this was like women's soccer?
Yeah.
That's so funny. That's so funny.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, this person did the next one I'm reading. I'm not even going to read it because I can tell it myself. This is like identical to something that happened to me. So I was in biology, right?
biology.
Yeah. And are you at all remembering some of the stories in your head? You don't have to remember all of them, but the ones that hit you?
Sort of.
Okay. And you know, you had to learn like the different sizes of life. So it goes like cell and then organ.
Hated
and then
that.
Organism or whatever.
Organ.
Whatever. And so Mr. Polanco, what a guy. He was like, I like your socks.
Thanks.
He was like, all right, we're going to go through. I'm going to point at you and we're going to go up from smallest to biggest, right?
Mm-hmm.
So someone's called out cell, someone called out the next one, and Luke, and there was going to be organism.
And you said?
I said orgasm.
That's a classic. I feel like every person experiences that at some point.
Yeah.
You know? I feel like someone's going to slip up at some point.
Yeah. It's too close, frankly.
Exactly. What kind of crackhead of a scientist made the word organism?
So annoying.
And what kind of crackhead of a pervert made it orgasm? You know? Why not call one?
Well, I guess because, like, orgasm is the peak of an organism, you know? That's, like, the best state as an organism you can be in is orgasm.
So what's a gasm? Because I feel like that'd be even higher.
I think it's more org.
Org? Orgy.
It's the asm of an org. Yeah, exactly. That's why it's called an orgy.
Oh, wow. We're cracking. We're cracking. Einstein would have been shaking in his seat right now.
Yeah, right?
Okay, so then what progresses from there?
What do you mean?
What's an E? A G? What's a G?
I'm a G.
That
was terrible.
I'm a G. That's funny.
Dude, this is awesome. Okay. So my parents went to ACL last year.
Really?
And yeah, and they were just the cutest couple going around. They would have their lawn chairs and they would sit down, and then the next concert would start and they would just turn their chairs to the next one.
Oh yeah.
It was awesome. And anyways, they walked up to a stand. They had food. Yeah. And one of the sandwiches was called the OG.
Okay.
And they said, "Hi, I would like an og." And my mom was like, "Yeah, I would like an og."
That's so funny. That's actually hilarious.
And the guy was like, "What? Do you mean the OG?" It was funny.
That's so funny.
So I had to explain what OG was.
Did you go with them?
I went one day with my dad, yeah.
Sunday, right?
Yeah, just during the day.
That was like the second weekend though, right?
Oh, yeah, I think
it's
so.
It's a shame they're canceling it this year.
Doesn't it really have to do
that? Yeah. Well, obviously. It's a shame that there's a pandemic that caused
that to get shut down.
But what happened before the pandemic?
Okay, when I see clips from, like, stuff that was going on before the pandemic, I just get so nostalgic.
Yeah, it's crazy how things are going to be different forever, I feel like. Because I feel like people are a lot more cautious of germs than they're going to be even after we get a vaccine for some reason.
Yeah.
Because at ACL, we were bunched in, like, at one of the concerts.
Bunch of cows.
Shoulder to shoulder. It was so sweaty. Bouncing. Everyone's breathing on each other. Some, like, dude that you know from your school's like, "Can I get some water or something?" And then you let them share your water or whatever. Some other guy gets some water. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's just so infected and disgusting, the amount of germs that are transmitted.
For sure. And that's not even that's not even to put into account the porta potties.
Yeah. People are ranking in there. Exactly. God, going ham. One of the porta potties on the end just falls over and knocks the rest over.
That's what I'm always wondering. Like, does no one think anything when two people just walk out of a porta potty all sweaty and stuff?
A poor grandma Jeannie is trying to take a dump in the porta potty right next to theirs. She's like,
"Oh no."
Like a velociraptor. Yeah, that's what I've been going for.
Yeah.
Wow, that's so great.
Or she'd be like, "Oh, reminds me of my youth."
That'd be so awkward.
She's
walking into a porta, especially when they're kind of packed and there's a ton of people in line, just walking into the same porta potty.
Yeah. We're just saving time. That's funny.
Oh, man.
Okay. My fiance's mother texted to check up on me, and here it is. "Assalamu alaikum. How are you feeling? I have bought more Jasanda, I'll give them to Aram to give you.
What the?
Inshallah.
I'm not following this at all, my man.
Wait, I'm studying. Leave me the jank alone. Be try and make me fail all the time. I'm gonna be successful.
So, are you having a stroke right now, or just, am I having a stroke?
Wait,
what are you saying?
Stop. Let me read.
What do you mean?
I'm trying to figure this out.
You're going like flom.
And then imprint. All right. I don't know. This is the thing. Like. What the heck?
I keep trying to interject. You're like, shut up, shut up.
I'm not, I'm not receiving notifications. If this is urgent, reply urgent to send a notification. Dude, I don't get this.
I think you should just skip it.
Yeah, but like, what the heck just happened?
I don't know, man.
I don't know.
Probably
okay.
A different language.
This one. Onion O'Neill said, thought somebody was honestly chasing me home with a flute. I was so scared, and then I realized it was the wind blowing through the holes of my crutches.
Did he not what? Look?
Yeah, what are you? And what's that like? Just someone running behind you? That would be so creepy.
The flute, man.
If you just woke up and someone was sitting like crisscross apples on your floor playing a flute, and they're like, hello, Jaden.
Namaste.
Oh, gosh, I'm so scared.
It'd be more scary if they had like, I don't know, a knife. But think about it, you know?
That would be more scary. It'd but if they had a flute and then they, like, detached it and it was actually a knife also.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. And then they like, and then they detached the knife and it was a gun.
Song time
And
over.
Then they pulled out the magazine from the gun and it was a grenade.
Okay, shut up. It's like from The Office. And then you zoom out further and it's actually the world's largest. And he goes, prison.
Oh, that's dude. Ah, oh, man. Yeah. I love that show so much. But
I really do. Are you watching it right now?
I am. The issue is I just watched it, so all the episodes seem so recent.
Yeah.
You know.
For sure. So okay, of the ones we remember. So there was the dentist hugging one, and then I think honestly the Uber one's real uncomfortable. The boyfriend pulled hair, the soccer one.
That's not that crazy.
It was just funny. Yeah.
It's just good.
The orgasm, that's funny. I got a big laugh for that.
It made you chuckle.
It was funny. The three times I did it after that, it got less funny.
It was a big hit the first time when I did it on accident.
Yeah, and then
after the first 50 times.
The drinking one, that's pretty bad.
That's not that bad. I feel like you could get to know someone really well that way.
If you're saying, oops, I'm so sorry, like I saw your profile pic and you're so hot, boo. Okay, this is I need to get into more. Okay, 1 second. Let me sit.
Are you standing up?
My butt's falling asleep. Not standing up, but what if we... Oh.
That'd actually be kind of cool.
I don't even think these mics can go that tall.
Yeah, they can.
So this is a lesson. Here we go. Lesson to the ladies. Because I think that y'all are not educated enough on how simple creatures...
This is a shot.
...guys are.
This is a big shot towards the ladies.
No, it's not a shot. I'm teaching.
It's a word of advice.
Yeah, because...
Okay.
I think they think guys are more intelligent than we are. We're not.
Okay.
Okay, so here we go. You think that... Like, I've heard some girls say, I was going to tell a guy that I liked him, but I don't want him to think I'm weird. Guys are so...
guys are such simpletons.
Yeah, and if you just pamper their, just poke their ego a bit,
poke it,
or like rub it, rub just their massage ego. Their ego a bit, you got them in the bag.
Yeah, like, but I hate it when people are saying exactly what they know they want you to hear, because then it's like,
I'm just saying,
what are they actually like? You don't get to know anything about their personality unless that's how they always act.
Yeah, true. But I'm just saying, like, you also hear girls who say, okay. I was watching this comedy special, and a girl was trying to make the argument that some girls are just as horny as guys.
Okay.
And I saw this other comedy special, and there was a guy talking about how that's just not true. Okay. And so as a girl, if you're, you know, I am 100% pro expression, however you want. So go for it, right? The whole Cardi B thing, why politicians are getting involved in that, I don't know.
Her WAP song?
WAP, yeah. I don't.
WAP? WAP?
It was WAP or WAP. I just like WAP. It sounds better.
WAP. I don't know. Well, I'm just saying, I think it'd have to be WAP. Because middle word.
Right. Yeah, my point is that do whatever you dang want. I don't get it. I don't get what the big deal is. And I'm not saying, yeah, everybody should just whatever. Chill. Okay. So with that being said, some girls say, oh, I can't find guys who want to do stuff because whatever. I'm more like into it than guys. No, no.
I have yet to find a girl like that.
Yeah. Yeah. So many guys are in desperate need for stuff. It's crazy. Like, it's
guys
crazy.
Are so primal sometimes.
That's what I'm saying. You walk up and you say, oh my gosh, you're so hot. I'm so horny. Boom.
It's over. So hot.
It's so hot as a honey.
Yeah, but also.
You just completely overdrived our audio.
Oh, dang. What were we talking about? You just started laughing and it got me all amped up. I don't know.
I just pictured Josiah saying be so horny.
Yeah, he says that a weird amount to where I don't think he notices it sometimes.
Yeah, we talk. Okay, we have a bad habit of talking in baby voices. Me and Josiah mostly.
You and Josiah mainly. I'll sometimes and so he'll just chime in, but then it's not the same.
Me so sorry. It's so funny.
It's really funny. I can't do it quite as well as you guys do it. So sometimes I'll try it and you guys don't laugh and it's just weird.
Yeah, that's weird. That, if you say something
and then
if
they don't
like,
acknowledge it.
I got boo boo. And no one laughs. Oh, God.
You're just sitting there like an absolute fool.
Oh, my God. You remember when I used to just randomly play? Baby crying.
Well, that was funny. That's a classic. Funny. Just,
I gotta play that. Let me look it up.
Yeah, play it really quick.
Yeah.
Do you want me to?
We'll keep talking while I find it.
Do you want me to ramble a little bit?
Oh man, I watch so much YouTube.
Really?
Because I've stopped listening. I listen to podcasts too, but I'll drive and just put on like a 10-minute YouTube video, and then just listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
A bunch of politics and stuff. Mm-hmm. That's a crazy thing, y'all. I'm not gonna talk about it. I promise. But baby crying.
Okay, you're actually doing that.
Yeah. Oh, I just recently listened to it. Okay. And so, on this podcast, we want it to be a place where because life, we talk about this. It's so serious. We want you to be able to come here and not have us talking about serious stuff too. You know, that's this particular podcast. We are talking about. In the future, doing something else that would be more, I guess, relevant, you know? But the whole point of this is that you escape from reality. That's like our thing.
Yes.
And so we have fun and we don't talk about that.
We have fun.
Yeah. But the crazy thing is when I'm in real life conversations with people who keep up with like what I do on social media and our podcast, they're always shocked at how much I talk about politics because I never do on social media or on our podcast because I want it to be kind of, you know, a place.
Neutral.
Exactly. But then in real life, I'm always talking about it. And it's just funny. So anyways, I watch a lot of YouTube because all the political commentators are on there.
Is there as much political drama in Canada as there is in the United States? Do you know?
I don't think it's as divided. But also when you're in a country and your country's like political affairs matter a lot to you, then it's going to seem just as important.
Exactly.
Just as
I wonder if I could put myself in the skin of a Canadian.
Well, they would. Yeah. I don't know. I don't want to talk. Sorry.
But also I've seen like videos where people like from Canada are like, oh wait, no, there's some video when,
they asked them how much they think healthcare costs.
It was like some Canadian, and he was like, "Yo, I heard y'all's president's stuck in a peach or something."
What?
Like during like the impeachment?
Oh, that's an idiot! Wow,
it was so funny.
Are they really trying to put him in a peach? That's mean.
There's president's stuck in a peach or something.
Oh.
Yeah, You know,
so anyways, just randomly, I would play that.
It's more funny when it's random.
Yeah, and
some people hate that noise.
I think it's hilarious. Yeah,
I think it's kind of funny. Probably because I was a baby once. I don't know,
dude. I wish I could be a baby again.
Back in elementary school, people would always be like, "Oh, I hate kids. I hate babies." And everyone would be like, "Dude, you were a baby, so you hate yourself." It was the biggest comeback of like fourth grade.
I'm drawing on ice. Sorry, one second.
I know, I can see that.
I can't tell. Okay.
What?
You can get satisfying or no?
It's pretty satisfying because it sounds like slushy ice.
Yeah. So
I wish I had the metabolism of an absolute animal.
You do.
I do, but even more so.
You're better than me. It's so annoying. Why did I say it?
Well, I just mean like you could literally, slushy for breakfast? Yeah, sure.
Just ice cream all the time.
Yeah.
Those powdered donuts.
I don't find the joy in the powdered donuts. I don't know.
You are literally such an idiot. I don't get it. No. It's insane.
Take it back, though. Like, I'm laughing, but take
it's
it back.
It's funny, but you really don't. No, the ones from H-E-B.
Powdered donuts from H-E-B.
They're so sweet. Oh, gosh, I love them. But I never get them because it's just sugar upon sugar upon sugar.
Yeah.
Oh, you just smacked your shin.
Yeah.
But anyways, what was I saying?
We never really got to the story we thought was most cringy. We kind of.
Yeah, I would say the What was it? Oh, the Uber one for sure. That's mine.
I would have to agree with you.
Yeah.
Because you have to go on a car ride after saying that you're having a hard time.
Oh man,
that's all good.
Making my way downtown.
Yeah,
man.
Uber drivers would be a fun job. I feel like some jobs you know what you're getting into whenever you go into work. You know,
I would enjoy that. Yeah,
but Uber, you're gonna get new people every day. You're kind of self-employed in a sense.
You can turn. Yeah, you choose when you turn it on or not.
Exactly. Yeah. So, you go into work every day. Drive around, get some hemorrhoids, but get new experiences every day, you know?
Yeah, this one guy had his AirPods in and just didn't talk to us. I don't think I personally could do that, but
I might do that.
I definitely see the appeal.
I might get sick of
people.
That'd
be so fun. If I could Uber drive, because I could drive all day. Driving, I love driving. Yeah. I just, the whole, hi, how are y'all? Where are you going? Where are you from?
Luke, do you want me to tell you the secret?
Tell me it, please.
You put a little note on the back of the chair saying, I'm deaf.
Whoa.
How did you know?
I don't know. I just.
And then you say, like, text me if you need anything.
Text me?
Yeah. Or, like.
Someone starts doing sign language to you. You just pretend you don't see them.
Like, yeah. And then you, like, add a sign right over the last blind. Sign. I'm blind as well.
They start freaking out.
That'd be so funny. You're like looking over at him as they're trying to sign language. Just a slap, I'm blind over the I'm deaf sign. That'd be hilarious.
Oh, gosh.
And then slap like an I'm mute sign over them. Kidnap them. Take them to your own private island. Use them as slaves.
Oh, my.
Oh, dude.
Gosh. What is happening?
Just trying to think about the realistic possibilities at hand.
Okay, so we picked the cringy. What do you... Or not even off topic. Can you think of just a really cringy thing that's happened to you?
Yeah. You reminded me of it after I blocked it out of my brain.
You're going to tell it? Can I tell it?
No. I'm going
to
tell it.
But you're going to tell it in a way that's less embarrassing to you.
I'll tell it in a way that's super embarrassing, but I just want to preface.
Okay.
I had just finished an 8-hour work day. Super tired, and I'm already not amazing with girls I don't know in general. So I walk out into a... It's right outside where we work, and there's this whole group of volleyball players from, I don't know, some random school that Westlake was playing.
Yeah.
And literally, okay, so we're walking by, and they're like, can you guys, like,
choose which cheer we should do,
right?
Yeah.
So it's like, there's cheer one and there's cheer two, right?
Yeah.
And they did both cheers. We both kind of like, yeah, blah, blah, blah. Everyone walked by, and I thought, you know, to me, I was like, oh, we're vibing now, you know? I was like, so I walked back up and I was like, I tried to be smooth with it. Dude, this is actually so cringy. If this would have been filmed,
can y'all do cheer one again?
Yeah, yeah. And then I was like, yo, can y'all do cheer one again? And it was the most dorkiest thing I've ever done in my life. And like, as I was saying it, I realized we were not on the same page.
Did you hear what just came out of my mouth?
No. Sorry, keep going. And like, so Luke, I used to work with Luke and a couple other friends. I thought we were all just on the same page. Yeah. And then I said that, and I realized they were walking away. And I was sitting there, and one of the girls went, "What?" And I was like, "Oh my God, I'm an idiot."
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and y'all didn't let that go for a while too, and it.
We stood out in that parking lot for about 15 minutes and just laughed.
And I actually got so mad at y'all because I was already embarrassed. Out of my mind.
That's the worst. Yeah. Okay, so because the thing that was funny was the other people got secondhand kind of the story of what happened, and they heard you.
Yeah, yeah.
I just had happened to turn my head as you were starting the sentence.
Yeah.
And so we walked up, and they went one or two. We watched both, and then we all went two, you know, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're walking away. And then we all started turning, and then you, like, kind of took a double step or whatever and
I never even turned
or whatever it was. I could tell
I was just like, oh, like y'all said two, and I was like, oh, could y'all do like the first one again?
And the funny and it was part already over. They went, what?
Yeah, that was what made it awkward. Yeah.
And then
it could have turned into something. No, it couldn't have.
I opened the door and walked out of the building and just
died.
And I love what I love, and I adore you, but you walked out and you were like, what?
Here's the thing.
What are you doing?
I was already so embarrassed that I didn't want y'all to fiend on me, because y'all like to fiend on me a lot whenever I mess up, you know. So
I feel like we do that to each other, but
we do that to each other. But for some reason, maybe it's because I'm biased and it's me. But I feel like my things get elongated over a much longer period of time, just because it's me. I don't know why.
Probably.
Yeah.
I think it's this is genuinely it, and don't change it actually, but I'm going to tell it. I think it's because the way that you handle our criticism, not people's in general, just ours.
Yeah.
Because, like, for example, if you say to me,
I always try to diffuse the situation, and it always makes it worse.
Because if you were to say to me, like, that was so dumb, I would be like, oh, how about you stick a carrot in your throat? I don't know.
What?
I don't know why I picked that.
Well, I stopped doing it recently because I realized it just doesn't help at all. But
dude, we've gotten so chill, like me, Josiah, and you. Mm-hmm. We used to have like conflict on occasion. Me and you, especially.
Me and you would have conflict a lot, I feel like.
Oh my gosh. This was...
I don't know why. Why would we?
Well, I think it's like we were first of all going so closely together through like the most turbulent time of childhood and...
Yeah.
A big turbulent time.
And
life,
I think
like,
we were
developing.
Just with each other like so, so often.
And our personalities are such that they like complement each other really well. But because they complement each other, that means we have a lot of differences.
Yeah.
So then when those differences like clash, it's really funny.
Yeah.
And it the main thing that it took, and this is advice to like anybody who has friends. And this, I think girls do this better than guys do. Guys never want to talk about things that annoy them or whatever. But like the second we started just explaining ourselves more instead of just, you know, we're getting those text arguments. My God.
Dude, those are the absolute worst, man.
And it's like you're both reading each other's tones wrong.
Yeah.
And then it's getting intense. And then you're bringing up random things. It's so funny.
Dude, I hate that so much. And like, I hate any kind of drama. So I think like that drama would increase the drama, you know?
Yeah.
Because I don't want
it. Because you're trying to get out of it. Yeah.
But then it just makes it worse.
Something I realized, I was talking to Josiah about this, about myself, is that I think deep down, part of me pulls for conflict.
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people are
you
like
know?
That.
And it's like the logic side of my brain doesn't want it, but then I'm like, oh, I want to get in an argument.
Yeah.
Deep down, I'm not thinking that consciously. Yeah, yeah. And so a big thing I've started to do, because I used to get in text arguments often and just arguments in general, but on text, it's really easy to diffuse it, because what I do, and this has happened with you, anybody, all the time, parent, like, they respond something, and I just want to start, and start saying what I think. And what I started doing is just like get up, walk like out of the room, come back in and sit down. And then if I want to do something angry, I can do it.
Yeah.
But almost always I'm like, oh, it's not that big of a deal.
That's true. You it's know? Always acting on impulse.
Yeah, exactly.
Josiah started doing this thing where he writes down in his journal, you know, things that make him really upset and angry.
Yeah.
And then he, like, gives it a week or so, and he looks back on it, and if he still feels just as angry, he'll bring it up. But if not, he'll just burn it.
That's really cool. And sign that can cause some weird things.
It could.
Whenever you're like, hey, you remember a week ago when you said that you didn't want to hang out? You're like,
That's true. No, but I think
smart.
The goal is it won't matter.
Yeah.
Sometimes
I think it
might add tension, though, overall. I think the biggest issue why we would go through conflict is because literally we spent dawn to dusk together.
For sure.
We'd get up. We'd be together 5:30 in the morning lifting, right?
Mm-hmm.
We'd eat together, go to school.
Work together.
Yeah, we'd work together until 6 p.m., sometimes 7:30 p.m.
Hang out after.
Yeah, sometimes hang out after. And then you go home, you probably have an hour before you need to go to bed, and then you wake up and do the exact same thing.
That's so true.
So I think we just got to that brotherly level where
you just
stop having a filter, you know?
Yeah. For sure.
And now I think we're just vibing there. You know?
Yeah. I know. It's kind of like because everyone, I don't even know what it is. I only hang out with people that I like. School forces you to hang out with people all across the spectrum. Some people you're neutral towards, some people you don't like.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I realize as far as I just don't have any social problems.
Mm-hmm.
There's nobody that I'm riffing with or anything because it's like, if I don't enjoy them, I just don't hang out with them because I don't have to go anywhere that I'll see people. Yeah. I just do school by myself and then invite people to, you know, it's so nice.
Exactly. You get to be more selective. I also think we just grew up a little bit.
That's true.
Yeah. I think there's...
Oh my gosh, we've changed so much since freshman year.
Oh, dude, so much.
It's insane. Even since we've started this podcast, because we're almost to a year and what was that, junior year? Yeah, like that was while I was still in school.
That's crazy. I feel like this is... I always am going to probably have the inclination that the podcast is like, it's a startup, you know?
Yeah.
But we've almost been doing this for a year, you know? Yeah. Like,
it does feel that.
It feels so recent all the time.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm a lot more in tune with myself now. I don't know why.
Agreed.
You know?
Yeah.
I like a lot less in my head about things.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And I'm loving it. I'm vibing.
Yeah. True.
You know?
Uh-huh.
Like, I think, you know what? I think I figured it out. Most of our conflicts came from you were really an emotionally expressive person. I was absolutely not that.
True.
You know? But I think I've become more in tune with my emotions.
And I've been less impulsive with expressing certain things. Because it's like, as somebody who, like you said, is a lot more emotional. Not emotional, like, but... I think about emotions a lot. I'm thinking about how things are affecting me and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's that. If you can just take a second, some things are worth it. Hey, man, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
blah. Some things just aren't. So I think we've kind of met in the middle on those as far as like us changing, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
And then the other thing is like I'm super – something I've had to change. Not – it's good to be organized, but it's not good to be like a control freak slash – can't have plans change, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, it used to be I want to plan out stuff and I want it to go the way I planned it and I want to make sure it goes the way that I saw it, you know?
Yeah.
And then you'd be like, you know, whatever, it's good. I'm like, hey, so what time we recording the podcast? We'll just kind of feel it out when I get up tomorrow. I'd be like, what?
Yeah, that's true. I've always, that was always how I did things up until high school. But I guess you could get away with it, you know?
Yeah,
because it's just like middle school, you know.
Middle school, those were the days.
Middle school was the days. You could play any sport,
and
still have a chance.
School didn't matter.
Yeah, school grades didn't matter. I don't get why.
For me.
I don't get why people would get stressed about grades in middle school. I mean, I would, but it literally plays no factor in anything.
But it is true. If you get good grades in middle school, high school's easier because you can actually.
Yeah, that's true.
It's that thing. No, it doesn't matter at all, but if you do stress out about grades in middle school, you're not going to be shocked in high school when you need to stress out about it.
And grades, oh, dude, I don't know why. I feel like college is going to be a lot easier for me. I don't know why. I know.
Depends on, like, how much you take.
I'm just thinking right now, I'm really only free on the weekends. So unless college makes me not free on the weekends, then I feel like I'm going to have more free time. You know?
Yeah, it's kind of... I think naturally both of us fill up our schedules, but...
Mm-hmm.
So you might just fill it up with stuff. But that the cool thing about college is, yeah, you really have... You can craft your schedule however you want.
Yeah. But minus, like, the mandatory classes, obviously.
Yeah.
But still, I just feel like I'm pretty... At least first semester, I'm going to be pretty packed up.
Yeah, but that's the weird thing that I found out. When I used to fantasize about doing online school and just focus on music, I was like, I'm going to have all the time in the world. Mm-hmm. I don't know what happened. Things just go...
Things just... As soon as you get free time, you feel the free time, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't get how people could... I feel like I'd be completely different if I was less busy.
Yeah.
All of high school, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like...
Well, that's my dad. He always told me, if you're busy, like, you'll stay out of trouble.
Yeah.
And it's so true.
Exactly. I don't get people who just sit around day in and day out.
Bumming around, yeah.
They just go to school and then they have free time or whatever. It sounds so nice to me right now. But I know, like, I either would have gotten really good at something... Yeah. That I don't know, or I just
or really good at something else,
or just bored out of my mind. And
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah. So, all right, we are gonna wrap it up there. Please text 81010A the number, and then the message will be at HHPod, and then you'll get a little like hello, welcome to the squad, and you'll be in, and then you'll get reminders. Super easy. Please do that. Please go rate and review as you're turning off the episode before you swipe out of the app. Please rate and review. Helps so much. Takes like 5 seconds. Patreon.com/HHPod. All of this is in the description of the podcast. So please go click there and sign up. Just $7 a month and you get a bunch of exclusive content. And not to mention, I don't say it like this because for some reason I feel weird, but those subscriptions help the show a ton. And it takes... obviously money to do everything and it just helps a lot. And so even if you're not deathly in need of our video episodes, if you like what we do and you're like, wow, they put this on, obviously it's all free content, I'd love to just chip them a little bit of money. That $7 a month would be greatly appreciated. And then other stuff at Hilarious Headlines Podcast on Instagram, at hilariousheadlinespodcast.com, at Luke Busey Music, at Jane Williams
with two S's.
Darn. And then, like I always like to say at the end, we do this podcast for y'all. That's the only reason we... Dang, it's 10:17 p.m. We have Jaden come over
on a
late
Wednesday.
Yeah. It's because of y'all, and we love it because of y'all. So if you do have feedback or thoughts, text it to us, DM it to us, because we actually take that seriously, and we want to make the show as good as it can be for y'all. That is all I have. Anything else, my sir?
Nerp.
Awesome. My name's Luke Beasley.
And I'm Jaden Williams.
And you just listened to episode 41 of Hilarious Headlines. See you next week.